Chris's helpful tips. So let's hear your problem, Dad, and we'll see if Jim and I can give you a little advice. So what is your problem today? And please don't tell me it's my brother.
We can't help you with that.
Yeah, we can't help you with that one.
Well, let's see. What's the problems? Do I have any problems today? It's old and cold. That's what's going on. Is it time to turn the heat on?
Ah, that's a good one. I actually thought about that. My friend, she does not turn the heat on until October 15th. What do you think about that, Dad? What is the heat for you?
God, what's the temperature inside?
That's good. That's a good way to base it.
It's 61 inside here now.
61?
But doesn't she even have an electric heater in the bathroom?
Maybe. I don't know.
That's always my thoughts. I've been doing this for years, to have an electric heater in the bathroom to warm the place up.
But and electric heater in the bathroom, how much does that cost extra a month for electricity?
Yeah.
Oh, not much compared to running the oil burner.
All right.
Okay. Oil's costing you, what, $4 a gallon? And most of the furnaces, they burn anywhere from maybe a half a gallon to 1 gallon an hour.
I would say right now, my helpful tip would be wait it out until October 15th. And I like your idea, Dad, of having the electric in the bathroom. The other thing I don't like about the electricity in the bathroom, though, is what if you're taking a shower and you put your foot down and you electrocute yourself?
Yeah, like, what was that, coma?
Yeah, in the coma. Yeah.
No, you have to have it in the back alongside the toilet in the corner.
What if the toilet fills up, though? What if you have a full boat in the toilet and it overflows? You're in big trouble.
Burst. Yeah, you got all kinds of problems.
Well, my answer to that is have your plunger handy.
I try to keep at least till Halloween before I put my heat on if I can.
Jim says Halloween is good.
Yeah. Oh, doesn't always work that way, but I try to push it as long as I can.
Yeah.
All right. You can't. Well, the other thing I got oil fired hot water, so you gotta turn the oil fired burner on to get some hot water.
Yeah.
But I used to conclude that it uses a gallon a gauge just to maintain the temperature in the boiler, you know, depending on how cold it is outside. So you got to do that anyway. But I finally decided. I grew up in an old farmhouse back in Tiverton, Rhode Island.
Sure.
And guess what? We went from coal
to colder?
Oil.
Oh, coal. Coal to oil. Coal. To
oil. Yeah. You know what coal was like?
Must have been awful.
It was a Christmas story.
Yeah, yeah. Wasn't it? Well, was
you used to have an oil bin, and you used to have an oil tank, and you used to have a coal bin.
Yeah.
Coal bin or
and crib. I can always remember the man. The end of coal was opening
the chute,
a little door.
Yep.
A chute and the coal going in.
Yeah, yeah. But
when we went to oil tanks, it was very interesting. So what we did was we put sand in the coal bin, and we used to use sand on both the asphalt driveway.
Sure.
Believe it or not, we used to have about 150 foot long. Gravel driveway, gravel and dirt.
Yeah.
And then we upgraded to oil, and when we got oil,
it was like Christmas morning.
You're right, Christmas morning. Well, here's what we used to do. We used to have to call the oil truck once a week.
Really? Oh my God.
Well, this is no lie. Okay, in 1955.
Yeah.
Number two fuel oil was 15 cents a gallon.
Number two fuel oil? Is that because you lived on a farm? They called it number two?
not at all.
Sounds like it's made of crap.
That's the level of, as oil gets thicker.
Ah, I got you. So it's the viscosity of the oil?
It actually is the viscosity of the oil. Right?
All right, yep.
You can go, and in the cars, you can go from, what, 10W30, 10W20W50, and SAE90 used to be the gear oil.
Sure.
But here's what happened in the old house. As we converted, we filled the old coal bin with sand.
Okay.
Now we had an asphalt driveway. way back in 1953 when I'm 10 years old. So the next thing you know is we're putting sand out. But then it reached a point where the sand was still in the oil bin. And it also attracted moisture because it was a dirt cellar, half a dirt cellar. Something yeah. finished off. So guess what happened? Your oil tank, it rusted the oil tank out.
Oh.
The oil tank seeped liquid into the
no.
sand. And that was a real mess.
Did it cause a fire? No.
No, no fire. No fire, but the cleanest catastrophic. In fact, down the street here, one of the neighbors, they went off on vacation once, and their oil tank failed.
Ooh.
And
how big were the oil tanks back then? Were they as big as they got?
They were 300 gallons.
Wow. And you'd have to call each week to fill that thing up?
Well, back in the days, this was an
no insulation anymore.
Yep.
Two-floor, eight fireplaces were originally in the house.
Eight fireplaces?
It was built in...
I remember a couple of them. I don't remember eight of them. There were eight?
Yeah, there were eight fireplaces. Some of them had been plywood. You know, when the oil heat came in,
you don't want to have it going up through the flue.
They put radiators downstairs, and there was only one radiator in the upstairs bathroom. So that was in the wintertime. We used to sleep in no heat bedrooms.
We've come a long way.
And it used to be so cold at night.
Yeah.
My brother used to put a pan of water, and we'd watch the ice form in the pan of water. But that's when everyone used to make...
Like right next to the bed? You'd have like a pan of water next to the bed, and you guys would watch it turn to ice?
Washing the ice for a month.
I remember going there like 8 years old with you, and it was so cold, and it was so dark, and I was like so frightened, and you were passed out asleep. You loved it. You like passed out, and we had like three blankets on top of us, and I'm like, I've never been closer to my dad since I was freezing. I thought I was going to die.
Well, you know the definition of the three-dog night, don't you?
Three dog night? I do, but go ahead and say what it is.
The definition is
cold enough.
Even Ronald Reagan, we went to the president's homestead in Illinois.
Yeah.
Where he grew up. Yeah, and he slept with his brother. So if it was a real cold night, you know, you'd put
the dogs in.
Many nights the dog would sleep between you or something.
Sure.
On a real cold night, it was a three-dog night. You know, two people sleeping in the bed and a dog on each side.
Yeah.
That's the three-dog night.
Now, you had cats, right, Dad? You had did you have dogs as well? Were you a dog lover?
I was a dog lover, but when my grandmother, really, we had cats, too. We had as many as 15, 17.
That's a lot of cats.
They used to catch the field mice, but no, when we were younger, Grandma didn't allow cats or dogs in the house.
So no, they all stayed outside.
Yeah, but eventually my sister was allowing the cats to come in the house.
Sure.
And they used to scratch the wallpaper off the corners.
Oh, yeah.
So those were the days of horsehair plaster walls.
Horsehair plaster walls. All right, yep.
And we used to listen to the rats and the mice
inside the walls.
The walls inside, yeah. The house was too.
Well, if you had cats inside, they probably took care of most of them. No,
the cats are outside there taking care of the mice all the time. But they also took care inside. We used to have the kitchen was over what was called the cistern, C-E-S-T-E-R-N.
Yeah,
and that was a tank that was under the kitchen.
Sure.
It was crawlable. There was a little crawl space window to get through under there, and that had an overflow tank. But they used to use the water from the cistern to wash clothes and to wash your hands. We used to have a wash house outside.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, both the domestics and any farm hands, they would clean up before they'd come in the house, all of the above. But yeah, the old house never used to have single pane windows.
Yeah.
In the old house, I told people back in December, January, February especially, we used to burn 25 to 30 gallons of oil a day at 15 cents a gallon.
So your advice is be happy that you live where you are now.
Oh, yeah. it's phenomenal. And yeah. You know, all you hear now is window ads, so keep buying windows.
Mm-hmm.
you should, there's no doubt the new windows are the best way to go, no matter where you live. But that's how that all goes. So that's what you do. And your new show is what?
This is Chris's How Helpful Tips on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Chris's Helpful Tips, Dad. It's advice you don't need and music you don't want to hear. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I was moved from Wednesdays to Fridays. You figured it out, though. You got me here. We had a couple of calls tonight. We had JC call in, and then we have Paul calling in, my dad. And maybe we have a problem. Maybe Jim and I could help you with a problem. What's a problem that you have, Dad? We can give you some advice. Some advice from younger men in life. We are middle-aged men, and my father, I would consider you a I wouldn't say elderly, but you are of advanced age, senior. What is a problem a senior man has every day that we could possibly help you with? What can we give you advice on? Anything you can think of?
Yeah. Wash your blood pressure.
Wash the blood pressure? That sounds like advice from Dad. Or do we need advice on how to lower your blood pressure? Maybe Jim can field that one. What do you think about lowering blood pressure, Jim? What would you say to my dad to help him lower his blood pressure?
Oh, ignore the little things.
Ignore little things. That's good advice.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would be some little things that you think my father is plagued with from day to day as a senior member of the world?
Sure, he has to deal with
stop
traffic.
Complaining.
Yeah. Stop complaining. Yeah, that's one.
Stop complaining about things.
Traffic. Yeah, Big Brother, Big Brother Russ. That would be one. I'd say let that go a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most of the things you can't change.
I guess the women dreamed up the wristbands. Every time you make a complaint, you're supposed to put the band on, change bands.
Yeah. Do they wear the bands too, though? I have a problem with that. My tip would be to have the person that wants you to wear a band too. Show that they're all in.
Right.
You know, you got to be a team.
Right.
Can't be one way.
Yeah, so you're supposed.
That's why I'm not married, though. What is that? You can't what? you can't. How about a haircut, Dad? When would you get a haircut? How about a helpful tip on when does a gentleman get a haircut? Is it once a month, once a week, once every two weeks, once every 3 months, or when it's long?
It's when I need one, whatever I'm doing.
Yeah.
Especially like I went to a wedding a few weeks ago. And I got a haircut.
Sure.
You probably should get a haircut a week in advance or maybe at least 3 days so your hair sort of settles.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it does, it gets trained with a brush and have a good brush to brush it.
I like a nice brush, too. That's a nice helpful tip for any of the men out there that are listening. If you haven't gotten a brush, maybe get yourself a nice brush. Do you brush your hair every now and then, Jim?
After I get out of the shower.
Sure.
That's about
it. I remember we used to have like little sports brushes when we were kids. I had a baseball one, there was a football one, a basketball one. Mine was the basketball one.
I've had the same brush that I got in high school in my little travel kit, like when I go away.
Sure.
I still have the same one.
Nice.
But I only use it like for a week when I go away. It's been in my little, you know, your little travel toiletry kit or whatever.
Yeah.
Same
little
mini brush for 35 years now.
How do you clean it? How do you clean those old brushes?
You just wash it off in the sink, and then if there's like little hairs caught in, you just kind of pull them. It's just a small little, it's only like 3x1.
When I was a kid, I used to just take a lighter and burn the thing, and get rid of that hair.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'd burn the plastic, though.
Well, yeah, you got to worry about
and
that.
And then your brush is just full of...
You got to comb the brush with a comb to get the hair out.
Sure, yeah. Then you light the hair on fire. Like, go outside and start a nice little fire with your hair. Hair smells, huh?
Yeah.
Isn't hair one of the worst things?
Burnt
hair, one of the worst smells.
You know what hair stinks the most?
What's that? Dog
hogs.
Hair?
Well, hogs, yeah.
Hogs. Hog hair. Yeah, hog hair is pretty rough.
Isn't it hog bristles they make?
I rode a cross country with Uncle Richard, my brother. We rode a cross country in...
On a hog?
1964.
Yep.
Not a hog on a BMW.
Sure.
Motorcycle. And when we got to North Dakota.
Yeah.
All right, there was a dealer.
A dealer? Like a BMW Honda dealer, a BMW dealer, or like a drug dealer?
A BMW motorcycle dealer.
Oh, all right.
And
all right.
We stopped blackjack. There.
Blackjack dealer, yep.
And it was the worst smell practically that I can ever imagine.
Yeah, rendering plant?
Not like a sewer or anything.
Yeah.
What it was, it was a pig pork processing plant. Oh,
yes. Yeah, yeah. And what's odd is what's one of the best smells? Bacon,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, bacon.
Bacon's the best.
Bacon's one of the best.
Bacon pork, yeah, exactly.
But hog hair, no.
But the hog hair, it was you could see it up a hill.
Yeah. The hog hair?
It was a quarter mile away.
Yeah.
And the stench was unbelievable. I said to the guys, I said, how can you work with the smell all day?
They love hogs.
What is it?
If you're working with hogs every day, you got to love them. You know? And especially if they got a big pile of hog hair that you can see, from miles away. When I was over in Ireland, it was during the hoof and mouth disease, and I got out of the airport. This was in the early 2000s. I want to say it was either 2001 or 2004, and they were burning carcasses of cattle, like, right outside the airport, and it was a sight to see. It was just, like, all this stuff burning, and boy, did it smell.
Yeah.
And, it was pretty grotesque, horrible sight.
You guys remember the Kurenko plant in the Tewksbury Low Line up on before 495?
What was it called?
Kurenko?
Kurenko plant, no.
Rendering plant.
Plant in North Billerica.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
They used to take all the meat scraps, like the meat counter at Demoulas.
Sure, Margaret Basket, yeah, yeah.
Barrels and barrels full of it, and that's where they rendered it.
Yeah.
It was disgusting in the summer when you drove
Must
by
be
there.
Good money, yeah, though, rendering.
Yeah, we used to have lots of slaughterhouses.
Yeah.
I mean, and people were, in fact, when we lived out in Framingham, we used to go looking for homes, and I can remember we went out to Ashland, Juniper Hills, and they were building new houses.
Sure.
And there was actually a piggery right there.
Piggery.
So, all that stuff's been, all that stuff's been closed down.
Mm.
And, of course, I'm sitting here in the 1964 house is still got the pail.
Sure.
When people used to have, two hogs. We used to have...
A couple hogs?
No, we had hogs right over the wall when we grew up in Tiverton. The old farmhouse went back to 1788, but the Springer farm was next door. But people would regularly pick the garbage up twice a week, I think.
And wouldn't the pigs eat all the garbage?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll eat anything. They eat people.
Yeah,
they do that in a couple of movies with the mafia.
Everything.
Yeah, what's his name?
A goat will eat everything.
Anthony Hopkins.
A goat.
A goat used to eat a steel
tin can.
The old, not aluminum, but old steel can.
Imagine that coming out the other end. It's awful.
Hey, y'all, Billy's back. Remember that?
Oh, it's just the gas trick, whatever you want to call the juices.
All the juices break them down. Yeah. Can you imagine that? I can, like, eat a can and break it down. Like, I can eat, like, silverware in front of you, like some circus, freak.
Yeah. Well, they always have, like, the license plate and the shark and stuff when they cut them open. There's always stuff like that, too.
Yeah. You get a nice big basking shark, and it eats everything.
Yeah.
It's like the janitor of the sea. Just eats everything. Yeah. We've covered a lot, Dad. We're going to move on. What are you having for dinner?
What am I having? I haven't decided yet.
No. How about a helpful tip for everybody out there for dinner? What is a nice dinner on a Friday night? What would be a favorite meal for you on a Friday night? Give us top two.
Well, top two would either be roast beef or chicken.
Roast beef or chicken.
However I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
Lots of
like a chicken
beef.
Sandwich or a full chicken, rotisserie? Roast beef on a spit's probably the best, right?
I like to tell you the truth. Whole Foods got a rotisserie chicken now for like $7.99.
Nice. We didn't cover the Whole Foods. We talked about Costco and BJ, but that's a nice one.
Well, it's sort of like Costco.
Yeah.
Costco's still selling those chickens
for
$4?
$5? Yeah.
They're under $5.
$4.99 plus 8% tax in New Hampshire.
Yeah, best deal going.
Yep.
Yeah. And to sign off, the rumor today on the news is that Costco's going to raise their price of membership.
Of the membership prices or the chicken prices?
On the membership prices.
Yeah, the chicken's going to stay $4.99, but they'll raise the membership to $60-$70. I think it's $60 for me now. I was paying $120 for executive. But
I was paying
$60.
When I dropped BJ's here, and I got Costco card now, BJ's was trying to get me back for as low as $20.
Yeah.
That's how competitive it is, and we'll see. Otherwise, God bless Dianne Feinstein. She passed away.
Did who?
You cover that?
Who was that?
The senator from California.
No.
8 terms. She served 48 years.
No.
She was still a senator. She wanted to retire.
Never even heard of her. Really? 48 years?
Yeah.
You've never studied her?
No.
Yeah, the last couple of years, she's been kind of MIA.
But the Dianne Feinstein, she was sick the last 2 months. So we definitely need. She's the longest serving senator ever, 48 years.
She must have had some sick time saved up for 48 years. She probably deserved the time off at the end there. I don't understand these people like Andy Rooney that like show up for work on the day before they die. It's like just take a break, you know.
that's not how I say it.
But, all right, thanks for calling in, Dad. We're going to move on. I'm going to take a little break here on WMFO in Medford. It is Chris's Helpful Tips. And thanks to my father, Paul, for calling in from Bedford, Massachusetts. Chris and Jim, thanks for calling in, Dad.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. We're going to play a little Three Dog Night, I think, Jim. And we'll take a little break here. We'll be back at WMFO in Medford.
help it. The girl can't help it. Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she walks by, the men folks get in a row.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she winks an eye, the brass lights turn to toe.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she got a lot, or what they call the mo.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it, she was born to please.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she's got a bigger maid to squeeze.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
I want you to kindly be aware, the girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it.
She mesmerizes every mother's son.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she smiles and beats, they become well done.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
She made grandpa feel like 21.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it, she was born to please.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
And if I go to her, oh, bend the knee. Won't you kindly be aware that I can't help it?
I can't help it.
Because I'm hoping, obviously, that someday the answer will be the girl can't help it if she's in love with me.
Can't help it.
The breast lights turn to toe.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she got a lot, oh, what they call the mo.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it, she was born to please.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
And she's got a figure made to squeeze.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
Oh, won't you kindly be aware, the girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it.
Because I'm hoping, obviously, that someday she's in love with me.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
This is Alec Baldwin. There are lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'd say a good helpful tip is not to be around Alec Baldwin when he has a gun. What'd you say to that one, Jim? Probably a good tip.
Yeah, that's always a great idea. I don't think he... Well,
he got away with it.
Well, not yet. He's going to get probably sued for everything he's worth, too, though.
Think so?
I'm pretty sure about that.
Yeah.
And that, you know, it's not so much him as the drunk guy that was supposed to be the weapons handler, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah. Still sad all around.
Yeah.
You know, you show up at work and it's like all of a sudden somebody gets, you know, shot and killed. It's pretty rough.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
One of my tips is don't even go to work that day. There's firearms on the set. You don't want to be around that.
That's true.
Just give them to send you a check somehow. Don't show up for work. I don't know how you do it, but...
PTSD or something.
Yeah, you can say that's that. Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's be like, I have a dislike for firearms. Oh, we have a... I think we got another call here. Let's try this one. It's WMFO, Chris's Helpful Tips. You are on the air with Chris Earle and Jim McDermott. How can we help you tonight?
Yeah, I had a question for you guys. I was curious with the current housing market and not a lot of inventory being out there, if you would recommend putting the house on the market and selling now, then possibly waiting a year before you buy another house to see what happens with the economy.
That's a nice question. And what is your name, sir, and where are you calling from?
This is Carl from Tewksbury.
It's Carl from Tewksbury, Mass. And you know what the interest rates are now, Carl? Do you know that offhand?
I want to say 7.75.
They are getting up there. So do you want to field this one, Jim? So Carl has a house. Possibly Carl has a house and possibly wants to sell it, or he wants to wait about a year. What do you think it's going to happen in the future here, Jim?
Well, it depends on what you... Are you looking to sell your house anyways? Oh, are you just...
Yes, on the verge. Probably going to move to New Hampshire.
Okay.
All right. There's Jim is from New Hampshire, so that might be a that might be something that you might want to talk about New Hampshire a little bit. What do you think about living in New Hampshire for a while? Because you are a Mass person. You're also a New Hampshire person over the years, Jim.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Been in New Hampshire for
which
the last
do you like
20
better?
Years.
Which do you like better?
New Hampshire for sure.
New Hampshire for sure.
Yeah.
What are some good reasons why?
Taxes.
Taxes number one. Yeah.
Little more freedom, I think. There's not a rule about everything.
Yeah.
Still got plenty of them, and they're making more because they're trying to be more like Mass. Than I would like.
Sure.
But as far as the housing market goes, I would say sell now.
Sell now. All right.
That's
all
what
right.
I would say. I mean, you don't know. If you can get your money now, get it.
Yeah. Are you looking to downsize, Carl, or does that matter?
You know what? We're on the fence. I mean, theoretically, we can sell at a nice price, pay something off if we, you know, stick to something reasonable.
Sure.
You know, doesn't necessarily need to be a chateau, but it doesn't, you know, have to be a trailer either.
Sure. Yeah. Here's some advice. You might even want to go to the chateau to dinner and think it over. Maybe talk with the wife and go take her out to the chateau for dinner.
Some fried raviolis.
Over there on 93, get the fried ravioli, sure. but yeah, I think maybe I like what Jim said. I like going out there to sell now, but I would also maybe take that nest egg that you get there from selling and maybe try out a few different houses, you know, maybe call up like some old friends and just be like, hey, can we stay on the couch with you for a while? You got an extra guest room. You might be able to go rent free for like another year or so and be able to build that nest egg up a little bit.
Get one of those Amtrak tickets where you can just sleep on the train for like a year.
Sure, yeah.
And go everywhere.
You can get a sleep car and then go around for the year. Yeah. Now, can you live out of a small bag, or do you need like a few different bags? Do you think you're going to need a whole lot of suitcases with you? Because Amtrak, I think you can take two or three suitcases, Carl.
Yeah, we got a toddler, so someone might...
Well, he can carry one of the bags, which is nice.
I don't even think you're going to pay for the toddler.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, excellent. Buy two, get one free. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea. You might want to get on the rail. Ride the rails like the hobos of old. Like, you know, you pick up some cigars,
get
and you and the wife can smoke some cigars.
Is that
and
what they call it? The thing on the stick is a bindle?
A bindle, sure.
I think it is.
Yeah,
bindle.
You take that and put it over. Like, you ever, one of my favorite things, this is a little off the cuff here, but Pee Wee's Big Adventure. Pee Wee Herman died this year, and Pee Wee's on riding the rails with the hobo, and he starts singing Jimmy Crack Corn, and then he jumps off the car.
Yeah.
You could recreate that moment. Yeah. Recreate the moment with the family. You have a nice big nest egg, and you can go all around the U.S. I think the rails ride everywhere, don't they, Amtrak?
That Amtrak, you can go just about everywhere, and it is good for a year, though,
yeah.
The ticket is.
I think Paul Rubin.
Yeah. And I think the interest rates is going to go up. In all seriousness, I think the interest rates are going
to
go
up.
Yeah. And I think now is probably a good time to sell because I think in the future, I don't think house prices are going to go up. I think they're pretty much going to start going down or they're going to stay level.
On the table was possibly, you know, selling now and then renting for a year.
Sure.
See what happens with the market.
Yep. Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
Get a decent arrangement for a year, and then wait till the market and see what the what opens up or if it crashes a little and you can scoop something up.
And here's some advice you might not need is just go with your gut. That's what people like to say. You go with your gut.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Carl.
Enjoy.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
It's Chris's Helpful Tips. Have a great day. That is Carl from Tewksbury, Massachusetts. Hopefully we helped him out along the way. He's thinking about selling his house and moving up to New Hampshire. And Jim gave a couple of good points on why to go up to New Hampshire. Taxes, tax-free. Other than the Costco chicken, costs 8%.
Yeah, that's a restaurant tax. That's a little different.
Yeah. Restaurants are expensive up in New Hampshire.
They
a little
are.
Bit.
Yeah.
And it costs $100 for everything now. You
everything.
Go out for two, you get like, you know, you get a chicken dinner and a roast beef, and you get like one drink apiece, like a beer and a glass of wine or something, or even a couple sodas, $100.
Yeah, you spend $100 if you leave the house.
Yeah.
That's fine, though.
Yeah,
as long as you had a good time. That's what matters.
Let's talk about sandwiches.
Okay.
I love sandwiches, as you know. I'm a big boy. I've always loved a good sandwich. I'd like to give a helpful tip on how to spread the mustard. A lot of people just take the mustard and like put it down, but you got to take a nice butter knife out and spread it. because it gets the full bread of the sandwich, and it covers the whole sandwich.
Yeah, you need coverage.
Especially if you're having, like, deli food, you know, it's the best. Do you do the cut triangularly or half and half, like a square?
Depends on the sandwich.
Let's say it's a burger. Do you cut it, or you just keep it, like, on a big, thick, bulky roll?
Burger I just keep.
Yeah.
That's because that's a one-hand situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like a square bread, I do the triangle.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like there's certain sandwiches, like if you're a chicken salad person, that's the stuff's gonna fall out if you do that more.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
So you kind of keep that whole, but I know that's traditionally cut corner to corner.
A nice chicken salad sandwich, always good. Do you remember ham salad? You ever have it?
Yeah. I'm not a mayo guy. I don't like mayonnaise.
Oh, you're not a big mayo guy.
I am a no mayo guy.
No mayo.
So that stuff kind of out, but I'll make the same sandwich with the chicken or ham or whatever.
Tuna?
No mayo. Oil.
Just oil. Little, so you get the tuna in the oil can.
I can get that, or I just put my own, like, olive oil or
sure.
And a little celery salt.
Do you remember Oil Can Harry and olive oil?
Yeah.
Like from Popeye?
Absolutely.
Do you think they got that when they were like making a sandwich and they're like, we're going to call one of them olive oil because the tuna's in olive oil?
Yeah.
Or, you know, Oil Can Harry.
You know, Popeye was based on a guy from around here.
Was he really?
Yep.
He was it my
bouncer.
Dad?
I think he was North Shore.
North Shore.
Lynn, right.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
believe.
It no kidding.
Yeah.
Did he have the arms like that too? Those big hairy arms
did,
with the
and he had the eye, I guess.
The lazy eye.
He got whacked in the eye.
Yeah.
He was a sailor, real sailor. He got whacked in the eye, and he couldn't be a sailor anymore. And he was a bouncer in the bar.
You think Popeye was a dirty old sailor? Or you think he was all right? Most of them are dirty.
I think he was all right.
Yeah, I think he was too. I think he did the right thing.
I think he was a little brain damaged.
I think he was too.
Yeah.
Do you think he ever smoked out of his pipe, or he just had it?
No, they showed smoke coming out of it.
Oh, they did. Oh, right, yeah, because he would like pop by the Sailor Man toot-toot, and they'd see a little smoke come out of it.
Yeah, little rings.
Whatever he had in there.
Yeah.
And with a corncob pipe, you could pretty much smoke anything.
I'm sure.
You know? They were smoking anything. Like, my dad with his... Yeah, he probably had some hashish in there. Who knows?
Yeah.
But, like my dad with the farm back in 1788, I'm sure they were smoking anything that was, like, sitting around.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, DDT and whatever they had.
Yeah.
Mercury.
Yeah. Popeye seemed like a pretty good sailor, though. He seemed like a pretty good sailor. And they don't really show Popeye on anything anymore, do they?
I don't believe so.
What'd you think of the Robin Williams movie with Popeye?
I did not care for it.
Yeah, it was a little off.
I don't like her.
Shelley Duvall.
Not a fan.
Oh, she's not doing well.
Oh, well, that's too bad. I don't wish her harm, but I didn't care for her.
I don't know. I think after The Shining and Popeye, she just lost her mind. She's like, first I'm stuck with Jack Nicholson and then Robin Williams.
That guy won't shut up.
BS crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like Robin Williams, you've been around a long time. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why he ended it. I think he just didn't want to be work to anybody else. I think he was just like, I'm done.
Yeah. I say too many things too quickly.
I can understand it. I can understand why he did what he did.
You know? Oh, no. I don't condone it,
but I understand it. It's like he didn't want to see people remember him as, you know, this aging guy who lost his mind.
Yeah.
You know? It's like they just wanted him to, you know, being the crazy fun guy that everybody remembers from such films as Popeye the Sailor Man.
Maybe
how about the one I was telling you about earlier when we were in the car?
Fisher King.
One of the best.
Which I've never seen.
Fantastic movie. You got to see The Fisher King. One of my favorites. And What Dreams May Come, also a favorite of Robin Williams.
What was the one with Emma Thompson?
Emma Thompson and Robin Williams?
A smaller role in it with Kenneth Branagh. Is that how you say that?
Oh, it was, that was Dead Alive, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
that was
good
an
movie.
Excellent movie.
Yeah,
he
really
was,
good
he
movie.
He was like his buddy or something that said, you know, you have to kill the
or
other
dead
guy.
Or Dead Again, rather.
Yeah,
Dead
maybe
Again.
Because everybody was like,
Dead Alive
in the
was 50s, Peter Jackson.
And killed somebody with a pair of scissors.
Yeah. I watched, this is kind of a. Kenneth Branagh has been playing Hercule Poirot
I saw the one on the boat. It was
Did
excellent.
You? Yeah, you saw Death on the Nile?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't see The Orient Express.
Murder on the Orient Express. I saw that, and I watched the original this last week, the 1974, I think.
Yeah.
And it's got Albert Finney as Hercule Poirot. And I didn't realize, I thought he was French, but he's Belgian.
Yeah, he makes a big deal out of that.
Yeah, he makes a big deal about being Belgian, right? Yeah. And I remember reading some Agatha Christie books when I was a kid, but I had forgotten that part. But yeah, there's one out in the theater right now, Haunting in Venice.
Yeah,
and it's supposed to be pretty good. Yeah,
Tina Fey is Agatha Christie.
Is she really?
I believe that's her role in that.
No kidding.
I think so.
Was that one of the books? Murder in Venice? Are they making it just up for the?
That one.
It says he's like aging. It says it's like one of the end of his career or something.
Yeah.
And then there's a murder in Venice, apparently.
So Agatha Christie's house,
yeah,
was where they planned D-Day.
No kidding.
Yeah, that was the headquarters for the Eisenhower and all those guys. Were
that's
there?
That's wild.
Yeah, isn't that great? Yeah, yeah. She gave up her house, wherever it was, and I don't recall, but that was where they planned D-Day.
Yeah, she's a good gal.
Yeah,
Agatha Christie.
Doing her part.
Agatha, you think that name's going to come back at all?
It is.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a nice solid name.
Yeah. Aggie.
Aggie? I like Aggie. I mean, you think of Margaret Thatcher, you think Maggie.
No,
so it's kind of a British Agatha and Maggie. right. Yeah. There's more Maggies than Agathas, I think.
I think Maggie Gyllenhaal and
sure, she's a tall drink of water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like her. She's all right.
Yeah. I like Jake Gyllenhaal a little better than her, though.
Yeah.
You ever see Nightcrawler?
I haven't.
Great movie. Jake Gyllenhaal in that. Plays this creepy guy that gets dispatched.
I saw him in the bubble.
Like, TMZ calls. And
he was in the bubble there.
Which bubble?
Wasn't he the boy in the bubble?
Was he the boy in the bubble?
One,
I know Travolta was the original boy in the bubble.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think when he was younger, he was the boy in the bubble.
Oh, like TV. Another TV show? Was it made for movies?
No, it was a movie.
Wow.
It was yeah.
Was he in the bubble long, or did he get out?
I think the whole time.
He's like sick,
right?
No, he did
get out. Yeah, his parents kind of.
Doesn't he get out and die or something?
I think his parents were more like hypochondriacs for him, and he couldn't get out of the bubble because of them. But
right.
They didn't tell him he could.
Yeah, and he wants to get out because he's like met a girl, wants to, you know, pet her.
Yeah.
Like have some heavy petting going on at 14,
nice
15
session.
Years old.
I think you call that a heavy petting session.
Heavy petting session, sure. If I was in the bubble, I'd be like, hey, I want to, you know, grab some bum.
Yeah.
You know? I don't blame him. The Boy in the Bubble. Remember the Boy in the Bubble by Paul Simon?
Yeah, The Baby with the Baboon Heart.
Yeah, great song.
Yep.
Maybe we should play that if we got time.
Right.
We'll sing. I'm going to look up Boy in the Bubble. Would you recommend that for a movie for the weekend? With Jake Gyllenhaal, Boy in the Bubble?
I don't know if that's something that's, if it's on, you watch it, I wouldn't seek it out.
Yeah, Bubble Boy. No, that's not it.
Or it might be it.
The Bubble Boy, Seinfeld episode.
Oh.
There's the Boy in the Plastic Bubble. That was Travolta. I thought it was just the Boy in the Bubble.
Yeah.
I think this is part of that that effect there, that Mandela effect.
Yeah.
Wasn't it the Boy in the Bubble? And now it's the Boy in the Plastic Bubble. What the hell's going on with the world? Travolta. Travolta was in a lot of stuff before he made it big.
Well,
then he made it big. Still pretty
big,
early on.
Then he went away, and then he made it big after...
And then he went away again. Yeah.
Then he got weird.
He is weird.
Yeah.
I like him, but he is weird.
But he does some good stuff. I don't think I'd care for him to be around him.
Yeah. Anybody that owns a jet, I don't feel bad about, though. You know? I mean, he's had some pretty big tragedies in his life, but it's like, he owns a jet.
Do
I care?
He's doing all right.
Yeah, he's doing fine. Huh. So going back to sandwiches, what's your favorite sandwich? Something without mayo.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No meatball mayo. Sandwich? How would you gauge a nice meatball sandwich from Sub Shop? They know what they're doing. They have a good meatball sandwich, in my opinion.
That's definitely one of those tests.
Yeah.
That or chicken parm, if you're doing that right, you're doing everything else right.
Yeah.
But my go-to, Italian sub.
Italian sub, all right. That's a good one.
And then if they do that right, then you kind of branch out into the cooked stuff. If
you
can't get the Italian sub right, just leave.
Yeah,
don't
you
ever
just
go
leave.
Back.
Yep.
But you know, I like a good PB&J once in a while.
Yeah,
that's
PB&J every now and then. I was never a big PB&J. I like the Fluffernutter often.
Fluffernutter, that's
I'll have it now.
Situation
as an adult, I'll have a Fluffernutter.
Sure.
And I'm like, damn, this is good.
Oh yeah.
And that's cut. That's a tough one to cut.
Yeah, it's a mess.
Yeah, it's a disaster. You know what I've been doing though? I'll put it on a cracker. I'll just get a Ritz and I'll stick it in and make my little Fluffernutter crackers.
Yep.
You know?
Brilliant.
Not a bad idea.
Yep.
Nice helpful tip for the weekend. You want to have a little snack?
Sure.
You don't want the charcuterie board for $27. That's going, you know, over at the Encore, charcuterie board, like $57.
Yeah, for a couple slices of ham.
Yeah, for a couple slices of ham, maybe a little prosciutto.
Yeah.
You know? They don't even throw any Munster on there. That's my favorite cheese, the Munster cheese.
Munster, huh?
I used to call it Monster when I was a kid.
You should.
That's a good cheese. Cheddar's even nice.
I love cheddar.
Yeah, cheddar's a good cheese.
I like, I like a blue cheese.
You like blue cheese? You like brie?
I like brie.
Do you? I'm no big brie fan. I just thought it just didn't taste like much of anything.
Well,
just felt like somebody's tongue on my mouth. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, you gotta heat it up and have, you know, it's, you know, if you have like a little honeycomb or honey with it.
Sure.
Really good.
Yeah, all right. You know, I like how they throw those little mascarpone.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a cheese, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, mascarpone.
Yeah, it's like a cream cheese.
It's like a ricotta cream cheese.
Yeah.
They make cannolis and stuff with it, don't they?
Yeah.
Or some kind of pie.
Well, they got ricotta pie.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah,
I know that's got ricotta, but it's also got, don't they have the mascarpone in there or something?
I think that's what
I'm not Italian, so I'm probably pronouncing it wrong.
That's okay.
Yeah.
We're in America.
That's true. Yeah. As far as I know, in 2023, you don't know.
It used to be.
Yeah. So we covered Swampfoot.
Yeah, yeah.
And the McDonald's menu. This is an ultimate destination for any performer here at WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. This is apparently one of them.
Yeah.
I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
I think so.
You know, we got that extra bonus hour. We had Carl call in. And we had Paul. And we had JC. If anybody else would like to call in, we've got some time. It's 855-915-9636. 855-915-WMFO, if you want to remember it that way. And here's some numbers I'm just going to shout out. You want to shout out a couple numbers with me, Jim? 6.
13.
4.
83.
81B.
199.
Yeah, there's just some extra numbers for you.
Yep.
Maybe you want to play some Keno tonight. Let's give you some Keno numbers. How many Keno numbers do they get? You have to do 1 to 80.
Yeah.
Right? So let's pick some Keno numbers for everybody. You ready? I'll do 1.
Well, here's the thing.
We're gonna,
When you walk in,
yeah,
just play 22 and 44 before you even look at the board or what's on there. Just walk right to the Keno desk.
22 and 44.
22 and 44. Put $5 down for the next two plays.
All right.
You will win.
All right, all right. There's our helpful tip.
Yep.
22 and 44. It's a buck to play, $5 if you win for two.
Yeah.
What if they, should they play the bonus or not? The bonus is like something where it spins around and some, it's kind of a sucker bet.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of times there's no bonus.
I don't care.
And even if you get a 5x bonus, you get excited. And if your numbers don't come up, you get squat.
Yeah.
You get nothing. Horse pucky.
I don't feel like that.
It's like being on Dad's farm. Horse pucky. Must have smelled all the time there. Can you imagine? They had hogs, horses, sheep. His brother who never washed. I mean, just, yeah.
You get a wash in that outside room.
My uncle was pretty dirty, dude.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody ever washed there. This is 1788, and they probably didn't have any plumbing. I should ask Dad about plumbing.
Well, they had the pump thing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you got the outside. That's kind of nice to wash yourself in the outside water pump, the old farm water pump. My grandmother had one. It was
you
nice.
You know what I really like? And everybody should have one.
What's that?
Outdoor shower.
Oh, outdoor shower is fantastic.
Shower is
it's the best shower.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
There's no better shower.
It's the best shower. I always spend more time in the outdoor shower than I have to.
Yeah.
And I don't mind like the mold and stuff that grows under my feet. It's like at that point, I just think I'm impervious to it.
Oh,
I don't think I'm going
to
get swamp foot or any kind of fungus. I just do it.
Well, you
can wear some nice sandals.
Going
sandals.
To the rest of the house and ruining the rest of the house either. You're outdoors.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's only going to go that far. The rest, it's earth.
You get a nice breeze.
Yep, the sun's on you sometimes.
The sun, yeah, the sun's on you. The sand comes right off you.
Yep. Outdoor shower. There we go.
Oh, we got a call. Here we go. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's Chris's Helpful Tips. This is Chris and Jim McDermott. We have a phone caller on the line. You are live and on the air. What can we help you with tonight here on the tips?
Awesome. Two men to help me with a dilemma.
All right. We've got a dilemma.
I have a dilemma. So how do I get my boyfriend to take me to a crowded fair to get apple crisps?
Okay.
He's not really into crowds.
All right. So the boyfriend is not into crowds. You want apple crisp. And
this
is
at the fair.
And this at the fair too.
Is this the Deerfield Fair?
The Deerfield Fair, the Big E.
It's a negotiation about which particular
fair/slash
farm stand, but it's where the best apple crisp is found.
Where? There's a question of where it would be found. You have some ideas though. Would you be going to a Big E?
I would be open to a Big E. I would be open. I know Jim is from New Hampshire, so
yes.
He's probably familiar with Parley Farms, which has wonderful apple crisp.
Parley Farms, okay.
So, guys, what can I do?
All right.
How can I convince him?
All right, Jim, I'm going to have you field this one. How can you convince the boyfriend to bring her to Parley Farms for apple crisp.
Well, it's always the trade-off. What do you not like to do that he likes to do? And you say, hey, if, you know, I'll go hang glide and whatever stupid thing he likes, and you do that.
I don't like that suggestion. No. What can we do to have him do that?
Oh, you don't.
Oh, well, there's not going to be any negotiation.
No quid pro quo, I see.
No.
I gotcha. So we just got to outright trick him, is what you're saying now.
Oh, all right. Any thoughts or ideas how to outright trick him? Like, go into Costco and just.
Yeah, like how you get the dog to go to the vet, whatever. You just fool him into the, you know, throw a, I don't know, some bacon or whatever in the car.
Bring him to Costco, get him a nice chicken.
Yeah.
Costco chicken.
Yeah.
I'll get him and my dog a chicken. All right.
Yeah. You can get him the dog a chicken.
And then just lock the doors.
Whole Foods. My father brought up Whole Foods. He brought up BJ's. So, bring the boyfriend to go get a chicken.
And I bet.
He's got a chicken, and you can get the apple crisp, and everybody seems to be happy, including the dog.
Wow. I'm going to have to give this a try.
Also, I don't know why this isn't on the table or if it is or not. Just.
Okay.
Go by yourself and get your apple crisp. But you don't need.
You could do that.
I enjoy apple crisp with others or by myself. Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah. The boyfriend finds out you went alone though, and he likes apple crisp. I don't know.
Well, that's on him.
Yeah, that's true. That's on him. He can eat his chicken while you're eating your apple crisp, and then nobody's happy at the end though, except maybe the dog, because the dog could probably get chicken and apple crisp.
Yeah.
Like at one point, you know.
Because
I'm sure the boyfriend would come by with the chicken.
It's much nicer when he stands in line with me and keeps me company, because I like to, you know, talk while I'm in the long line.
Well, you can talk to the people next to you.
Yeah.
I do.
There's a lot of people at that fair.
That's a whole other problem, Jim. I talk to everybody when we're in line.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right, then. Yeah, if he doesn't like the crowds, you can get your apple crisp, talk to the people next to you, and...
All right.
He can just stay home and get apple crisp, and that's his loss.
You got to get ice cream too. You got to get some vanilla ice cream on there. Maybe use that as a as an incentive. Just be like, hey, we're gonna go to the farm. We're gonna get apple crisp with vanilla ice cream. He might be able to say, sure, I'm in. I like ice cream.
Or tell him, you grew a prized pumpkin, and he's got to go see it at the fair.
That's not a bad idea either. Just say I have a blue ribbon pumpkin down at the fair. And I need you to see it to weigh it with me for the judges.
You're gonna have to go buy a pumpkin a big pumpkin at the farm stand, but
yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
This is getting really complicated.
Well, I mean,
well, it is advice you don't need. I mean,
that's correct. That's
it is
true.
Advice you don't need.
Yeah.
It this is advice, but who knows which way you're gonna go? Like we said, you can always go with your gut.
Yeah.
Everybody says go with your gut. So where are you calling from? What is your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Sheila. I'm calling from Nashua.
All right. Well, I hope everything goes pretty well. Are you going there this weekend? It's going to rain.
We may. He might not know about it, but yeah, we may.
All right. My advice
crowded.
Is kidnap him.
If it's raining, it won't be crowded.
Kidnap him. Get him a chicken. Kidnap him. Bring the chicken, the dog, yourself.
I'm going to bring a really cute puppy with me. I think that might make him go.
Sure. That always works.
That always works. You're a dog lover.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
All right, guys.
Have a wonderful weekend. Good luck with everything.
Enjoy the fair, Sheila.
All right. Take care.
And enjoy. Yeah. Chris is helpful tips. Have a great day. All right. I think we helped with that one.
I think we did.
I'm not sure about the boyfriend. We'll see how he does. But I don't know. He's going to get chicken out of it.
Yeah.
Going to get a chicken. He's going to get apple crisp, maybe some ice cream, maybe a little sugar.
Yeah, that's what I'm
never know. Plus, get to play with the puppy.
That's
not a bad date.
No, that's all right.
It's not a bad date. We've got a couple minutes left here. It is WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. We probably don't have time for any more calls. I think we've covered a lot tonight, Jim.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think we did. I think we really helped people.
Yeah, I think we did too. There was plenty of things. I think my father helped with stuff.
Yeah.
And he had some stories there. I mean, he was going down that long road at the farm. I wasn't sure where he was going with that oil story, but it worked out okay.
Yeah.
I think we're going to end it with little Elvis this week. He covers I Can Help, which is a great song. I've played that before. Any last tips for the weekend, Jim? What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun? You think you're going to go to the fair, get yourself some crisp?
I think it's going to rain, and I don't want to go to the fair when it's raining.
You're not going to go to the fair because it's raining?
No, the only place then you're going to end up in that barn where it smells.
The barn?
Yeah, you always have the live animals in the barn. That you get to get out of the rain, you're going to end up in there. It's going to stink.
Sure, sure.
I mean, No, no fair for me. I don't believe. No. And I work on Sunday, too. So, really, it's tomorrow or nothing.
Here's a helpful tip. See if you can change your schedule.
Yeah? No.
Monday for Friday, or you like your schedule?
It's okay sometimes. I like having Fridays off, but I don't like to work any day.
Yeah.
Money.
I hear you.
They want that.
You gotta get some cash.
You can't get in the fair without any money.
Yeah. I think I'm going to leave with the original I Can Help by Billy Swan. You know that song?
I don't.
It's a great one. You're going to love it.
Okay.
It's Chris's Helpful Tips. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Thanks so much for being with us the last 2 hours here. We'll be back next week from 5 to 6 p.m. Thanks to Jim McDermott for coming in here and keeping me company and offering some of Jim's helpful tips. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Do you want to do any shout-outs at all before you go, Jim?
No.
All right. There we go. Helpful tip. You don't have to shout out if you don't want to.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
No.
And have a wonderful weekend, everybody. See you next week, time travelers.
If you got a problem, I don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this. I can help. I got two strong arms and I can help. It would sure do me good. Do you good, let me help. It's a fact that people get lonely. It ain't nothing new. But a woman like you, baby, should never have the blues. Let me help. Have a laugh on me. I can help. It would sure do me good to do you good, let me help. When I go to sleep at night, you're always a part of my dream. Holding me tight, telling me everything I wanna hear. So don't forget me, baby. All you gotta do is call. You know how I feel about you. Do anything at all, let me help. If your child needs a daddy, I can help. It would sure do me good to do you good, let me help. If your child needs a daddy, let me help. It would sure do me good to do you good, let me help. Child needs a daddy, I can help. It would sure do me.